back to the KODY studio for more Mugs in the Morning with Tristan Winder, only on KODY 1240 AM, 106.1 FM.
And welcome back to KODY's Mugs in the Morning. It's 1240 AM and 106.1 FM. We now go to the KODY phone lines now as we have Chris Butler with the National Weather Service office in North Platte joining us. Mr. Butler, how are you today?
Doing good. How are you doing today, Tristan?
We're doing very well. Thank you for joining us once again. And Mr. Butler, we know dangerously warm temperatures expected today for much of the listening area.
Yeah, we may actually hit 100 degrees here in North Platte for the first time this year today. And we have a pretty good chance of doing that again on Tuesday and tomorrow as well. A little bit cooler on Wednesday. We're probably looking at highs in the upper 90s. I don't think we're going to hit 100 degrees on Wednesday. Thursday will be really hot as well, upper 90s. And then by Thursday night, we get a little bit of a cool front that'll push through the area. It'll drop our temperatures back into the upper 80s for Friday and mid-80s on Saturday, which is more normal for this time of the year. We're looking at another hot day on Sunday, and then an even stronger cold front will push through the area Sunday night. And actually, as we get into the first week of September, we could be looking at some temperatures, highs that are more like in the 70s, which has been quite a while since we've had temperatures like that.
Yeah, what are those?
In the North Platte area. We continue to be very dry across the area. Right now in North Platte, we're running about a 3-inch deficit in precipitation for the year. And if you go back to June 1st, we're about 2 inches behind where we should be. So a lot of these areas that are not getting watered right now or irrigated are starting to dry out rather quickly, and drought is becoming a concern, especially from North Platte west into the Panhandle. And just kind of an interesting fact, a year ago at this time for North Platte, we had about 24 inches in 2019. So
wow.
If you can remember a year ago at this time, we had about twice as much precipitation as we've had so far this year. So if you're noticing things dry this year, that would be the reason for that. So looking ahead, as we get into September and the fall, the latest climate outlooks came out last Thursday. And for September, October, November, it's looking like we're going to have a warm fall, above normal temperatures, and probably more on the side of below normal precipitation, so kind of a continuation of the dry pattern that we've had this summer, which unfortunately is not good news on the drought front, but it's looking like, possibly a mild fall as we head into early winter.
Chris, it's Rick Windham, and I got a question for you.
Yeah.
The hurricane and the tropical depression that are moving into the southern states, Texas, Louisiana, down in there, how's that going to impact us? Is it going to have any moisture this fall?
It will have zero impact on us.
Hmm.
In fact, the first storm, Marco, is actually coming on shore right now in the New Orleans area. That's going to kind of meander along the Gulf Coast and track toward Houston and then kind of dissipate. And then the next hurricane, and that's Laura, that's going to be a stronger storm, and that they're forecasting that to be a Category 2 hurricane. And that'll come on shore just south of Lafayette, Louisiana, kind of along the Gulf Coast. That's supposed to track up into Arkansas and then the eastern Ozarks, the Boot Hill of Missouri, and then into kind of the Ohio Valley. And the precipitation in association with that will be well east of our area, unfortunately.
Okay.
Good enough.
Again, Chris Butler joining us here with the National Weather Service office in North Platte. And Chris, we know that dangerously warm temperatures are quickly approaching. We do find ourselves in the drought. Is there any other severe weather that could be coming our way that folks should be concerned about or aware of here this week?
Severe weather-wise, it looks like it's going to be a relatively quiet week across our area. I guess Our greatest chance for thunderstorms is going to be Thursday night into Friday in association with that front. And right now, the severe threat's not looking really strong with that cold front.
And as the days go on, Chris, are we getting out of the chances more and more of that severe thunderstorm and severe tornadic activity?
Yeah, we do. Typically, as we get into, you know, mid to late August and into September, our severe threat diminishes quite a bit here across western and north central Nebraska. We do have kind of a small secondary peak that we can get in October, and that is highly dependent on, you know, a real strong surge of Gulf moisture northward, usually coupled with a strong cold front. Kind of an interesting fact, you know, we had one of our probably one of our stronger tornadoes we've had in my career out here in the Weather Service, and it's 22 years, was in Oconto, Nebraska on Halloween in 2000. And that was an EF2 tornado that went through Oconto. And that was just a case of where we had a real strong cold front, lots of Gulf moisture, severe thunderstorms. And then, you know, 10 days later, we had a major snowstorm hit North Platte around Veterans Day in 2000. So we can get the severe weather in October. There is that secondary peak, and then by November we're completely done for the winter for severe weather.
Chris, is there anything else you'd like to add this morning, sir?
Oh, that's it. Just everybody needs to stay cool and drink a lot of water this afternoon if you're going to be outside. It'll be really hot next couple three days. So,
well, Chris, as always, we appreciate the time. Look forward to talking to you again down the road here on KODY.
All right, take care, guys.
Have a great day, and don't melt away.
We'll try not to.
Again, Chris Butler, National Weather Service, joining us here on the KODY phone lines. Appreciate him taking some time for us here on Mugs in the Morning. We'll step aside and get an update with Rush Limbaugh. We have Calvin from North Platte Cedar Room joining us next on KODY.